Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In a couple of months, we'll be celebrating his 16th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the author of so many, well, really all the important books on business planning, the Plan As You Go business plan, which is the 21st century version of everything you need to know about business planning. And he's the guy who invented and created Business Plan Pro, and it's now pretty much Live Pro, so, or Live Plan, I think it is. So he's our good friend. He's here with some really smart stuff. He always has a lot of wisdom for us. Tim Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm always happy to be with you.
Good to have you back. Tim, one of the things that I like talking about, and you like talking about, entrepreneurs. My column this week is titled, "Mamas Should Mamas Let Their Babies Grow Up to Be Entrepreneurs?" A play on that country song, "Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys," you know. And in that song, the writer said, "He ain't wrong, he's just different." Well, entrepreneurs ain't wrong, they're just different, aren't they?
Yeah, is that the truth? And each of us different from all others, too. Hard to generalize.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And you know, when you see them doing something that's really crazy, they're doing something that makes perfect sense to them. And taking a risk that it might scare the heck out of most people is not even an option. Not to take the risk is not even an option for an entrepreneur, because a true entrepreneur, if an entrepreneur really is really in the mode, he or she sees a risk as a path to one or the other of two things, either a successful outcome or a really good lesson, right?
Yeah, and I don't think the entrepreneur necessarily sees it as, oh, here's the path to a really good lesson. That comes afterwards, right? I mean, when somebody starts on that path, it looks like, risk or not, this is a risk worth taking, and I'm hoping I'm going to get to the other side of this problem or this challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I know through the years that I've been doing it, I'm never actually seeking the lessons I get by making mistakes.
No, I didn't say that you wanted those. No, you wanted the successes, but at least you knew. At least, and I still love this, and it's a sort of a paraphrasing of something that Edison is alleged to have said, and that's that failure successfully identifying what doesn't work. That's a lesson.
Yes, and certainly you have to be able to deal with mistakes. Certain personalities that can't take failure are not going to be able to make it, I'm sure, because, and I said we can't generalize, but still, I'm sure that if you can't just forget mistakes, learn from them, go on without obsessing, then don't go there, because
right. It
is so impossible to start and grow a business without making mistakes.
Well, and you know, the very thing that we were just talking about, the success or the lesson, that's, you know, kind of what I think about when I think about a recent blog post you had about that entrepreneurship's a roller coaster. And you know, when you have a success, it's the hill, you know, it's the high point, right? And when you have the lesson, that's maybe down a little, you know, that's where the disappointment is. That's a little bit lower. So it's, and any given decision you make is going to give you one or the other. Any given decision you make is probably going to make you go up or down a little bit. And that's the roller coaster effect, isn't it?
Well, and I think beyond that, it's just comes with the territory, I guess you could say, that you can't do this in the real world without having those downs. No matter how good you are, how great your idea, your team, or whatever, you're still going to have those late nights occasionally where you're worried about something that's come up unexpected or problems just arise. It's not going to be smooth up the hill, and it's not going to be that predictable. And there will be those hard times when the cash flow is worrying you, competition is worrying you, market's right. Changing.
Right, absolutely. Tim, I got to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to take a quick one. We're going to be right back and talk some more about the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur after these messages. 22, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Tim Beard.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.